Nida daf mem beis on the base, the Gemara says, Iboilu, Mokim nivla soif toyo bolua havi, or beis hastori mavi. Gemara has a shayla, we know that the tumor of Oph Tor is metame. Ophos are not metame bichlal. But there's one Oph that's metame. If it's an Oph Tor that's kosher to eat, and it died, it became an avela. So it has tumor only if you eat it. The base ablia, when it crosses the point, that's called swallowing. So that's when it becomes tome. That means the person becomes tome, and it's a tumor chamura that's metamid godim. The oph tor, nivlas, oph tor is metamid godim, a base ablia. The Gemara has a shayla, that moko, which is called the base ablia, where oph tom is metame, oph tor is metame, is it called a balua or it's called beis hastorim? Balua would mean that it's like swallowed. But then it would be called a mokim that is no tumor, only by a oftar. Or it's called beis hastorim. Beis hastorim is a place where it's not an open place of a person. So it's not metame. It's not called a negia, but it could be metame b'masa. The Gemara says, l'may nafkemine, kegoyin shetochav lechaviri kazais nevela letechti. If somebody took a kezayis nevela of a behemah, not of a oaf, oaf is metami only the base of liyad, but a behemah is metami stama. A nevela of a behemah is always metami b'magra, b'masa. But here we're talking that one person took a nevela, a kezayis of a nevela of a behemah, and he stuck it into the mouth of somebody else. That means there was no negiya al yaday, the person who is going to become tomei. And there's only a shayla if the beis ablia is metame by a nevelas behemah. If you call that place balua, a swallowed place, a place that's called swallowed, so it's not metame, because balua, Rashi says, is called as if it's not there anymore. It's already bottled to the goof in the stomach. That's what Rashi means. But if you say it's beis hastori, nihid b'magalo metame, b'maso mi metame, it's not called a maga, because the Gemara learns out in a place that if we say biyodov l'shot of the mind, there has to be ma yodov begolui. Also, anything that's begolui is called maga. But if you touch in a place that's called beis hastorim, a hidden place, so it's not called maga. But maso, it's called. The tumor is still in the world. It's not bolu. It's not swallowed up. It didn't evaporate. But it's called maso, that you carried it. By carrying, you don't need a maga. Just that the weight of it is on you. Abaya mar bolua havi, Rava mar beis hastorim havi. Abaya says it's called bolua, and Rava says it's called beis hastorim. That means that mokum, that place in the throat, is called bolua. So if you would stick in a nevelas behemo, so it wouldn't be tome, and be called beis hastorim like Rava, and that's halacha, so it does become tome b'maser. Omar Abaya mino aminel, or how do we say, what's his mokor? How does he know? The Tanya, Yochel, says the Bryce, Yochel, te nevelas beimo metame begodim abeis ablia, just like a oif toyer is metame begodim abeis ablia. So maybe it's a kalvachema that also beimo and nevelas beimo is metame begodim abeis ablia. If he swallows it, talmudem a nevelo treifo lo yochel le tomo bo. That's the posik of nevelas oif toyer. Nevelo treifo, you shouldn't eat le tomo bo. Nishem lo tume lo achilosa. That all tume it has is only the achila. Yotzes ozushe, tmeo kredem sheichlema. But a nevela of a behemah is a tomei before you eat it. So memela, that's not included in the posik. This is learned that means that the posik is not talking about that. But tasi bekal vochema minivla soif toyo. Ma nivla soif toyo shein lo tumo bachutz ish lo tumo bifnim. Zushi ish lo tumo bachutz. Because a nevela of a behemah is tomei also before it's swallowed. So of course it has a tumo bifnim. O mako bo. Lo yucha lo tumo bo. Bo v'loi bacheres. That only the of Tor as a tumor, but not other things. So why does it say the oichel? Litein shiol enogia vle noise ke oichel. Marichel bekazais, ach nogia vle noise bekazais. That a nevela always is beshiur of a kazais. The nogia vle noise of the nevela's beima is by a kazais. That means the Gemara asks, why does it say the oichel if nevela's beima is not totally an achila? Talmud Leimar, because to give you a shear of achila. So Tosfos here says, what does Rava answer on the bright side? It says from the bright side that it says that in the Velas Beimus Bechlal Natomi Bebeis Abliya. Well, if you rob her, it should at least be Tomei Bemaso, because it's called the Beis HaStorim, and the Braisa says nothing. Yesh Leimah, the Mayri Kigun Shebeis HaBli HaRochav, he has a very wide throat. Kol Ka'ach, Shelo Yosif Nevela, Shetochav Lechaver, that when he sticks in the Kazayis of Nevela into the throat of the person, so the throat is wide enough that it's in the air. It's not pushing against the side of the throat. If it would push against the side of the throat, it would be called Hesed, it would be called touching a masa. There's another way to answer this. How is Rava learned pshat in the braisa of Abaya? Why isn't it coming to masa when he sticks it into the Beis HaBli, which is a Beis HaStorim? So there's the Rash in the end of Zovin. He talks about a lot of dinim of nivlas oif toil, and he says over there that tumas maso mokin nivlas oif toil beis astori mavit or rova mitame b'maso tzorich loik bo rova has to say b'shotoch b'loi chaver beis ablir b'loi zozmim koimo iden velo lo mitame b'maso elon ken heisit. So he says that he didn't move from his place. If he doesn't move, so it's not called masa. Masa is only if he moves, and while he moves, it carries it. Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Igros Moshe talks about a case where a kohen needs an operation, a transplant of a certain aver or a certain part of a foot of a mess. So a kohen can't be metame lemes. So the shaila is, if they transplant this part of the mess into the kohen and it's full, it could be in a place that's called balua. But meantime it's open, so it's called beis hastorim. So if you say that the beis hastorim is only metame when he moves, so the kohen won't move until they sew it up. Once they sew it up, it'll be called balua. And it won't be called beis hastorim, so the kohen will be mutar to have this transplant, and it won't be called that he's metame lemes. So Moshe Feinstein, he talks it out, and he brings down on our Gemara the Rash, and Mizadach Membeis, the Rash that he talks about it in the end of Zovim, and he says that tumas masa is only if you move. So if you don't move, it's beseder. So he says, "Bim kein efshal letzavos lo roife sheir elikshor saregev shlo yazi zoyse nimke meyadacha sheyitfo sheshuv lo yotami b'maso." Even before it's in his chaber to the goof, even before it becomes part of his goof, so it won't be metame b'maso. But he says, "Avol eshitas Rambam the tumas maso who after shlo yzoz nimke perik aleph mitumas mes aloch evol." He says the Rambam says in tumas mes. Perek Aleph Aloch Evov. Tumas Maso Amur B'chol Mokin Ben B'mes Ben B'shara Metami B'maso Hu She'yiso Ha'od Ha'mesatume Afal Pishloi Nogabo Afilu Hoya Beino Lebeino Even Hoil V'nos O Nitmo Echo Danoisi Al Rosh Od Yodoy O Yish Al Shal Gufo Echo Danoisi Ba'atme Yishanos Acha V'nicho Lemalo Mize Hoil V'nisi Yisolof Mikol Mokin Nitmo. אפילו יש לו עצום הפלויה במח ובשר ותו לעשות ביד ובגבי עצום כלשהו, הרי זה נויסי ונתנה. It's called that he's carrying it and he's nitna. And he says the Rambam holds over here that even if he doesn't move from his place, it's also called the tumas maser. And he brings together with that the Rambam in Perek Aleph, in Perek Gimel of Shal v'Sashumis, Benogea to the Inyan of Orb's Torah. So the Rambam says over there, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, Kazayis Minivlas Behema, Shetochvo Bekush Vichniso Letechmei Yisho Melamato, Oy Shechniso Lebeis Bliyosho Shel Chaber Bemokim Shenivlas Oiv Ator Metamo, Hare Zetome Mishum Noise, Eloi Mishum Negea, Kmo Shebialna Betchila Sasefer, which sounds like the Rambam is saying that as soon as he puts it into him, so it's also, it's called a nose. That means once it's sitting on top of the person is carrying it, it's called a nose even if he doesn't move from its place. So he says that if you the Rambam, it's another problem with the kohen to have this transplant. And also he says that if so, if you the Rambam, you can't say the Rash Teretz, the Rishonim Teretz, that the brisa that Abaye brought, that it's called Boluah and it doesn't have any tumah. So Rava would answer that it didn't move from its place. But if he's a Rambam, would be called a maso even if he didn't move from its place. Maybe we'll say the Rambam learns like Tosfos, that he had a wide throat and he didn't touch the sides of the throat. The Chassam Sofer is the Kasher, Chassam Sofer Nor HaChaim. Tshuva Kuf Mem, he is. There's a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Ayin. The Gemara says that there's two psukim to be marbe by Nivla Soif Tor, that it says Oicha. One posik is to say that it's Shir Achilu B'Kazayis. And the other posik comes to tell me that it's Mitzaris or Kazayis B'Kdei Achilas Pras. If you eat the Kazayis, not in one part, only you divided it and you ate it, B'Meshach the Shir, that's called Kdei Achilas Pras, usually it's called 9 minutes. So, like by all Dine Achila, it's Mitzaref and it's called one Achila. So also by Nivla Soif Toya, that he ate it the Beis Abliya, the Siruf of Kedei Achilas Pras, so it's also Tome. So, what does Abaye say? That there's a riot from the Brisa. Why does the Brisa say that Nivla's Beima Tomeya is not Metame Beis Abliya, and I should be Metame Bemasa? So the and so right, not like Rava, because Rava should be Mitami B'Masa. Rava would say that it's talking that he ate a kazayis b'meshach achilas pras. That means he ate bit by bit until it became a whole kazayis. And because of that, when it came to the end of the kazayis, the beginning of the kazayis was already digested. And if so, it's not metame b'maso because he was not carrying the whole kazayis at once. What's in his stomach is already digested. It doesn't have a shem kazayis. So memele could be talking that he ate the techlas pras. So it's mitzaref b'shir kedei to have a tumah b'beis ablir, but it doesn't have the tumah of maso. That's the Chassam Sofer's kash. And therefore the Chassam Sofer says that it's not mitzaref only if it's together. It's above the Chazonish says on this Chassam Sofer, it's no movement because the Gemara says it's mitzaref. Meantime we see from the Gemara that it's luchura mashma, that the tumah of ois tor, nivila soif tor, is because of achila. That if somebody eats it, it's called like a yisur achila. There's a tumah sachila, that if you eat it, it makes you tome. Because the kazayis b'kazayis pras, the union of kazayis b'kazayis pras is whenever you have a achila, one achila of a kazayis. So b'kazayis pras is also mitzvah called one achila. So mele here, if you need a shem achila or ma'isa achila for a tumah, so it also becomes one and it's metamei. Okay, mashma menachos daf ayin, and menachos daf ayin, that it's also mashma that it's called b'derech achila. If it wouldn't be b'derech achila, it wouldn't be metame, because the Gemara is talking about teruma, tevel. And you had tevel, shibolus shel tevel, and you planted it in the ground, and then you went to eat it. So the shaila is, or if you made a teruma and you planted it, and then you ate it, b'shas it's mechuba. If it's called derech achila, if it's not called derech achila, so it's not you're not chayav. The Gemara is metame ach ochal mibeitei of nevelas of tor. That it came out of Hif Mechaim, Lefi Rashi's Shita, Pshat in the Gemara, that it came out of Hif Mechaim, and that means it's hanging out of him, Eshkol Shul Beitzi. So if he put his mouth into the Tanagulis and he ate it, so it's Tome. It's called Nivela Sostor. That's Metame. But if he was outside, so he ate it, he wouldn't, it's Betolish, he wouldn't eat it, so it's not the Derech Achilu, so he doesn't become Tome. So the shaila is, what does it have to do with derech achila or not derech achila? You see that the inyan of tumas nevelos of Torah has to do with the derech achila. If it's the derech achila, so then it would be tome. If not the derech achila, it wouldn't be tome. Also, there's a gemara in Zvachim Daf Kufei, the sugi of sofa letami tuma chamura, Reb Meir and Reb Shmuel, when the rabbona, the gemara says that there's ochlim, that right now they don't have a tumas ochlim, that means the ochel that could become tome and metame, or needs hechsher tume, needs water to go in it to be machsher today, that should become tome. But if it's so zeletame tuma chamura, like the godim abeis abliya, like pouring manisrofim when you take it out of the Yerushalayim, to burn it. So it's Netami Begodim HaBeis HaBliya. So since Sofer is Letami Tuma Chamura, so Memele by the beginning it already has a Din Tuma to be Netami Tuma Soichli. Because I Safir was out a Hechsher Lekab of Tuma. So then the Gemara says that Lefi Reb Meir, that says the Letami Tuma Chamura. So it's Netami Bekazayis. The Gemara has a Shaila. What would be the din by Nivla, so if Toil, that's Metami Bebeis Ablir. And it's called Sofer Letame Tuma Chamura. But while it's on the ground, so it's not Sofer Letame Tuma Chamura, maybe it'll never get into his throat. Maybe it'll never come into Beis Ablir. If it's in his mouth, ready to go into the Beis Ablir, so it is Sofer Letame Tuma Chamura, because it's almost going to go in. But if it's in his hand, so it's Mechusar Kareva. It didn't come yet into, it's not close enough to become a tome. So the Shaila is Mechusar Kareva, so it's like Mechusar Maisa. The Gemara says that it is tome. Mechusar Kareva is Lavka Mechusar Maisa, and it becomes tome, Tuma Soichlin. Has Tuma Soichlin, because I, even though it doesn't have Tuma yet. And then the Gemara has a Shaila, when you have Tumas Echlin of Nivlas Oif Toyo, do we count a Rishon V'Sheni? Do we count by Nivlas Oif Toyo, do we count a Rishon V'Sheni? That means it's Metami one, and then it's Metami the next one, Sheni. The Gemara answers, Kol Eichad Ein Metami Odom. The Maga, Ein Moinin by Rishon V'Sheni. Where there's no Tumas Maga, so you don't count in a Rishon V'Sheni. And here it's not Tumas Maga, it's only Tumas Beis Ablir. So Menela, we don't count Tumas Beis, Sofer Letame Tuma Chamura doesn't make a Rishon V'Sheni. So it's also Mashma that it's not called Tumas Maga, it's Tumas Oichlin, but it's not Tumas Maga. Because the Gemara says, Ein Sofer Letame Tumas Maga. So Lechura, it's a Tuma of eating it. But it's not such a Raya, because over there the Gemara is talking that it doesn't have Tumas Maga, regular Maga of touching it. But maybe a magas of the Beis Ablir does that. There's a Mishnah Kalim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Dalet. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Kalim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Dalet, V'yesh, V'mashe Nivro, B'yoy Morish and Tume. The Gemara is saying, the Mishnah is saying that all the days of the week, which days were created things that have tumor or things that don't have tumor. The first day, Yom Rishon, there is what's made that has tumor that's from the Oretz, all kinds of things that are made on the ground, the Abosha. They make Kalim from Cheres, that's made from the ground. Yom Sheni Ein Bo Tumor, B'Shlishi Yesh Bo Tumor, because Shlishi is also the ground and the Asif, and the trees. Bo Revi B'Chamishi Ein Bo Em Tumor. Chutz miknaf ha'avos or oz bubeitzas namis ha'metzupa. If you made kelim from those things, it has tuma. But barvi b'chamishi, revi was nitlo ha'moiras, there's nothing that's mekabel tuma. And b'chamishi was nivro the dogim and oifas, there's no tuma by them. So the Rambam says, v'al yitachua. V'lo yitachua inyan ha'velas oif toyo, that was, the oif was nivro on yom chamishi. So the Oif Toyer has Tumah Bebeis Ablir, so was Nivra something that could give Tumah? Lefishu Chidush. Rotveloima, Shuhu lo yitame b'maga, kmo sh'ara Tumas, kmo sh'ezbaya b'roi sh'taris. Because it's a Chidush, it doesn't have Tumas Maga. Since if it would have Tumas Maga, it means it's something that's Tumah, it's Nivra something that's Tumah. But since it doesn't have Tumas Maga, it's only Bebeis Ablir, so you see that it's not Tumas Maga, so it's not part of the Inyan of Yom Chamishi. So you see from the Rambam that it doesn't have a Shem of Tumas Maga. It's a different kind of tumor. Maybe it's, like we said, maybe it's a Tumas Achila. Just when you eat it, the Maisa Achila gives you Yisra. The Rash says, what's with Oif Tor? It's also Nivron Yom Chamishi. So the Rash says, but if you make Kalim from it, it's not Tumas. Because we're talking about Tumas of the Kalim. So why didn't the Rash learn like the Rambam? So the Zera of Rome, from looks where he says, so you see from here that the Rash held that it is a Tumas Maga. So that's why he didn't answer like the Rambam. So what be a certain kind of Maga that the Bebeis Ablir? And that's why he said that we're talking only Legabe Kalim. Then the Zerav Rum brings also the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Shtunovus HaTumah,
if he wrapped it with chazeres, that means the nivla seif Torah itself is not going to touch the base of bliya, but he wrapped it in chazeres.
Even though it didn't touch his goron, it's tome. With siv, he wrapped it in something that you don't eat, it's Torah. The case of Mishnah says the reason because Hatam Nire Dainu Mishum Dekivan De Chazeres Min Maicholu Min Beminay Ene Choytzes Mashen Ken Besiv Ken Kosov Orashka Min Beminay is not Choytzes. So Menele De Chazeres is called that it's not Choytzes or when it is gone or touched is gone, but Siv is not min maichol, so menela it's a chafisa, said like it didn't go to the goren. But it's interesting that Tosfos says that he had a wide throat and he was tochav le bebeis abli, and it's in the air and it didn't touch his goren. So why over there it is tome betuma bebeis abli? Why is it different than siv bishlein the chazeres? We say min b'minay nechotzit, so it's touching through the chazeres, but the siv. Besiv not, so Ba'avir also not. Ba'avir is for sure not touching. It doesn't have to do with chassid or not chassid. So we'll say that Besiv it's mafsik, and other things are not mafsik. So the Zera of Rum brings that Yodua Shitas or Ramban. It's an interesting point that he brings that the Ramban says that anything that you need in the gear, so if it's anything that you need in the gear, so if it's afilu b'min b'minay nechotzes, but it's not called nogea. It could be, I don't remember exactly, but it could be the Ramban is talking, let's say there's a Mishnah that omad al gabi regel chaveror, so it's not avoida. It's a dugma of a case. I don't know if he's talking about that. So how is omad al gabi regel chaveror is doch min b'minay nechotzes? So why is not called that it's a good avoida? So it's just because you need nogea, you need to stand. But there it could be because it's a derech sheirus. Maybe it's not a derech sheirus, like they say there. But for a dugma, it could be an example of a case where it's min b'minoy, or maybe it's talking by lulav, min b'minoy and a choytzeis, but still it's not called negeah. So if so, afilu, you say that kol chubachazeres min b'minoy and a choytzeis, but it has to be a negeah. There it says that Nivila Soif Tome, it doesn't have, Nivila Soif Tome to be Metam Beis Abliya, it doesn't need any gear. If so, since it's a Tzorichion, why is it called a Tuma if you don't need any gear, so even Besiv or other things? There is a Loshen in the Rash, in the end of Zobin, because Derech Achila, that if it was Besiv, so it's not derech achila, because there is, it is the derech achila. So from the Rash would be muchach. It's pretty much muchach that the tumah of the beis abliya has to do with a maisa achila, because it has to be the derech achila. At this point, we'll bring in what Reb Chaim says in the Sefer. Reb Chaim says that the Rambam, the Loshna Rambam, he brings down from Perek Gimel Alocha Aleph, Nivla Soif HaTorah Mitame Min HaTorah Mipi HaShmur Lomdu Shezeh Shenem Abchol Nefesh HaTorah Nevela Eina Medaber Ola Boicha Nivla Soif HaTorah Bilvach The case of Yitum also Eina Mitame Loi B'maga B'loi B'masa B'loi K'shi B'soich HaPeh Elo B'soich B'is HaBlir Shenem Abchol Nefesh HaTorah Eina Mitame Elo K'shi B'beis HaNefesh. So the Rambam asks if he says tuma bebeisa nefesh, why does it say toichal eating? Well, so the Reb Chaim is medayik, and the Chazanish in Tyres and certain places is medayik like that, and there's the meh, the medayik that the Rambam holds that it's not a tuma that becomes from a maisa achila, only it's a tuma smokum, that when it passes the place that's called beis ablir, that's what's metame. It's not because it's called achila. That's why the Rambam says it's metame bebeis hanefesh. It's rare that it says toichal, so it's mashma achila. We said it's not achila. So therefore he says to give a shir l'tum.
So the Reb Chaim comes to say, why does the Rambam doesn't say the din that we said before? The Zvachim Dafayim it says that Nevela Sefteros Mitam Bezabliyot Mitzarif Kazais Bikti Achilas Pras. The Rambam doesn't bring it. He says he doesn't bring it because Kazais Bikti Achilas Pras is only when it's a Ma'is Achila, so it makes it all into one Achila. But here we're not talking about a Ma'is Achila. Here it's because it's a Tuma Smoker. So Nevela. Because Isaac Bekdechlas Pras is not Mitzarif. It brings the Gemara in Ketubis by Truma, Zasha, Ochal Truma, that somebody pushed it into his Beis Abliyah, Tochat Lechabir of the Beis Abliyah. And the Gemara says, Idi Ochal Aduros, it's not called Achiliyat. Emma, Yochal Aduros, called Oines, so he didn't do it. So you have to say that here it's also talking Tochat Lechabir Beis Abliyah, and Amokim Shiochal Aduros. So Lechabi every Achiliyat, it's not yet called Achiliyat, because he could give it back. He could throw it back. So why is it Tochma? So you have to say, because it's a Mokka. And it brings also, because it says in the Braisa that B'Yitzi Yosef, who is Neki, the Rambam says, HaBoilea Nivla Soif HaTorah V'en Kaloch HaVov Ha'achar Shebolo Ikiyo Kodem Shetis Achel HaReize Eino Metam Ibgodem Shetetze Legrone B'Shah Shemekiyo She'eino Metamo B'Beis HaNefesh Elo B'Shah Sbliya V'Loi B'Shah Shemekiyo. It has to be B'Shah Sbliya, not B'Shah Shemekiyo. So why do you need a posik by Yitzia? But Yitzia is not called a Ma'is HaChila. There it says it's a Tumas Mokum, and that when it goes through that place, so it should be Metamis. And the Mela, we would have Ava Amina that Beitzi also should be Metamis. Come on, no, but it's not Metamis, only Beknishofa, Bederech Blia. So it's there, so the Rambam says that it's a Tumas Mokum, it's not a Tumas Achila, but the Gemara says, Kedais Bezdech, that's not isn't, sorry. So Mela, it should be called a Ma'is HaChila. So he says, the Rambam is so Mechon, the Sitwal that we brought before, Nefesh, and the Talmud should be based on nefesh. So, by the Gemara, and Zvachim is talking with the Reb Meir, but other Tanoim will be cholek on Reb Meir. And he says, Yisoid Lezer, Miyadi, he said, Benidda Daf Membeit, Oysoi Mokim Shal Nivla Zoyk Toyo, Abay Omar Bulu, Abrov Omar, it's a based story. Arele Ed, Yed the Mokim based Abli Asma, Dab the Mokim based story in the Rove, Zeo Mokim Tumos, Shal Nivla Zoyk Toyo. And the Kalyanis, the Chazanish in the Sefer, it says, like Reb Chaim, the view from the Rambam that it's a Ma'is, a Mokum, but it's not a Tumas Achila. But in the Gilyanis on Reb Chaim, so he asks on him. And he says, if it's a Mokum, Shef Shola Duro, and it's Metame, so he says, Tomua, Devada Eina Metame, Rak Shaobro, Le Mokum, Deloi Motzila Duro, Di Metamo, Be Mokum, De Motzila Duro, Kim Kihadro, Veloi Bolo Nami. So if it's only in the Mokum, so even if he didn't swallow it, Bechlal, it should be, you should become a Tomei. But it says only if he's Boilea, if he spits it out not. Then he says another time, if you say that the Rambam holds that Kedechlas Pras is not mitzvah to become Tomei, he came Bebola Me'at Me'at, even if he put everything in his mouth. Usually people, they don't swallow it all, so he's Boilea Me'at Me'at, he shouldn't become Tomei. That's Tomua. And then he says, that what the Rambam says that it's a machlokes, the Gemara in Zvachim says, why do you need a pasuk kazais mikdech las pras? We would think even the chidush, so even if yoisam mikdech las pras is mitzarif, kamashman da nati. See from the Gemara that the fact that it's mitzarif mikdech las pras is poshik, you don't need a pasuk. You need a pasuk to say that it's not more than kedech las pras. So if so, Shver, how, if it's so poshut for the Gemara, the Rambam and the Reb Chaim says, let's see, the Rambam to Machlekes Tanoim, the Gemara is so poshut that it's mitzaref b'kidei achilas pras. So in the Chazanish says, so why doesn't the Rambam say mitzaref b'kidei achilas pras? So he says, because it's poshut, since it's a shir achilot kazayis, so kazayis b'kidei achilas pras is mitzaref. The Michas Chinuch says in the forest, the Michas Chinuch learns that it's a Tumas Ochlin, Tumas Ma'is Achila.
There's another Gemara. The Gemara says in Beitza, Son of Rabbana, Noichal Minivla Soif Atoyo, Minakamai, Minaklofaim Tezer, Minagidim. So it's Tome be Beis Adli. So Rashi says that Minagidim is Luzman do Omar, Yesh Begidim Benoi Saint Tam. Lefi the Mandama that Gidim have a Tam, the Mele, you're over on Yisra Achille, it's called Minivla Soif Toyo Legabe Achille, so also Legabe Tume, it's called Tumer be Beis Adliya, but the Mandama and Begidim in the same time, you wouldn't become Tome Beis Adliya. L'chur, it's mashma from there that it has to do with a din of Tumas Achila, of a Maisa Achila. So if Yesh Begidim in the same time has a Maisa Achila, so you're Tome, and if Yesh Begidim in the same time not. Elo, what would we say? If it's only a Tumas Mokum, what does it have to do with the Isurim of the Achila? If it has a Begidim in the same time, or it doesn't have Begidim in the same time, so you could say maybe because this has a Shemoifter and this doesn't have a Shemoifter. On the Rambam in the Rivet in Perek Gimel, Obus Atuma Aloch Zayin, the Rambam says, Mi'i, Shemnivla Soif HaToyos Shebol'u, Miktosei Bebeis Adliya, Miktosei Bachutz B'Soich Piv. The Rambam learns that that Gemara is talking Bifnim and Bachutz, and Menachos Dafayin is talking about the person who is swallowing it, and swallowing the intestines of the Soif HaToyos. A chelik is out of the Beis Adliya, a chelik is inside. In each Bebeis Adliya Kazayis, Aviz is Tomei, in love, Torah. So if there's in the Beis Adliya Kazayis, it's Tomei, and if not, so it's Torah. A little bit from this lesson, we can add a sign on Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that there isn't a Mokum Mesuyam that it could be sitting there to be called Beis Adliya. And he says, the lesson of Reb Chaim is, there's no mokem mesuyam that's called achila. And he says, "Vegamda, hey, bechol achila is dalma, hey, la'achra bliya yishonas yisro achila. Kovnon chi bebeisa bliya, ain't all of shum din achila." The Chazonish says here in the Gilorian, he says what's called Achille. He says, I'll read the Lashon. Havora samachol mimokim she'efshar la'aduri, lemokim she'efshar la'aduri zeu Achille. That's called Achille. Achille that there's no mokim, it's called Beis Adliya. And the Rambam, when he's talking about Me'ish and Vela, so he says, Me'ish be'beis ablir kazayis, mistamei means the mokum she'efshal adur, if the mokum she'efshal adur is already lowered down. So what does it mean if it has a kazayis, or we should say bifnim? And the writer says, Zoyt ha'meim reloi mitosir b'shum mokum, v'im mishna she'eno tzoricho, v'oim ali libi she'etiko nima, שרוב במנוחס דום, הריל פבית נבלה סויפתו מקצוסם בחוץ ומקצוסם בפנים, אס שבפנים מתאמי בגודם הבית הבליה, אס שבחוץ אינו מתאמי. אם יזהה תכתוב ושיבש, אוי שחוץ ופנים בגוף הנבלה מחובור עם כל, like we said, from Russia and Tesvers, in מנוחס. אז המחלוק is the Rambam and the Rizal, what's the pshat? He says that the Rambam's din is the Mishnah שאין הצריכו, ועד יחסה ונאז בבית הבליה כזייס, for sure that it's called Tume Bebeis Adliya. Maybe we would say that if it's a din in Achila, so it could be a gezeif to the rov, like the Gemara says, like by Eber Shiyotza Mitzvah and Chulis, that the Shalos of Olchin Beivori Machara Roiv or not. So maybe here we would say that if Roiv of the Me'ayim is Bachutz in his mouth, and Amirat is Bifnim, it's not called Tuma Beis Adliya, because it's not called Achila, well, put Mikzas Eber on Rove, but so he says, because the Mikzas is in place, so then it would be a riot that the Tumas Nevela Seif Torah is because of Achila.
and not because of too much mokum. And then we would say like the Chazon Ish, that a kedei achilas pras is poshut. That's why the Rambam doesn't say it. That's what we wanted to say about the union of Nivlas or Tor.